It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You throw over $1,000 a month into local wishing wells.
Of course, you idiot, because I'm wishing for more money.
That's what I say. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Man, all I was thinking about David Carradine was I'd love to have him buy for BYOB.
Oh, no kidding.
That's really a slow ramp up with that dude, man. You're talking to him, and it just got better and better. And then just at the time I wanted to talk more to him, they said, promote the thing on Spike TV.
He might not want to bring any B. He
yeah,
might want to bring some M.
Some Ging?
Yeah, I think so.
That's right.
Read I got.
I don't know. I mean, I read a lot about that guy years ago. He's been into all sorts of different things.
Can you imagine that, though?
You got the Keeches. You got the
well,
Carradines
right there.
And what was the other brothers?
The Quaids.
You got the Quaids, you got the Carradines and the Keeches, and they bring in like a whole topless bar. I swear to God, I'm going back to look at that movie.
All the hookers are fighting as to who has to be with Randy Quaid.
Oh, my God. I'm going to go back and get that movie. I love Grey Lady Down, but I also like that whatever, Lonesome Boys, whatever the hell it was. I forgot what it was. I completely forgot. I'm going to find it now.
He's very good. We enjoyed it immensely.
It was a lot of fun.
Hope he does come back at some point.
The hell was the movie again?
It was a slow ramp up at first, but then he really turned it around.
I like the thought of him trying to write an opera.
Long Riders. That's the name of the movie.
That's it. Long Riders. He said the Long Riders.
Cue the Charlie music. It's time for Charlie's Consumer Report. Listen, that was too much Carradine. I got to get out of here. So Charlie will be coming into
the studio
as soon as Rob gets the music for the Charlie. Oh, we didn't have any music for Charlie. That's okay.
Try a cool towel.
We were talking about Rob and Katie and I were having a lovely discussion about the delay during the commercial break. Now, you're always going to have to hit the delay when a guy says the F word or the S word. We had to. And apparently on the stream, people enjoyed the raw, uncut David Carradine.
I got IMs from a dozen delighted people who enjoyed the uncensored version of that interview. They said it actually made it funnier.
This gentleman doesn't like the music.
No, I know.
He doesn't like those bad words.
No. And here he is.
Charlie.
I was listening on the computer.
Oh, what'd you think, Charlie?
Mr. Carradine said bad things.
Yes, he did, Charlie. Now, not a lot of people know this. What's the only TV show you have on DVD?
The only TV show I have on my DVD collection is Kung Fu.
That's right. You love every episode, don't you?
That's good.
Grasshopper. Right. Hello, Grasshopper. Snatched a pebble from the center of my head.
How have you been?
Kane.
Kane, that's right.
That's his name.
And do you know how to spell that?
Yes.
You want to?
C.
Right.
A.
Right.
Oh, you fooler.
You don't know.
I-M-G.
How are you, Rob?
How have you been, Charlie?
Buzz, how are you?
I'm well, Charlie.
Congrats on the show.
Thank you. We're having a
hearing
great
good
time.
Things.
Yes, we're having a great time.
Hearing very good things.
Where do you hear this?
Don't know. I'm here today, Rob and Buzz.
Right.
This is my Charlie Consumer Report.
Well, it's time. It is time.
How are you?
We're still well.
Oh, I'm well. Yeah. Anyway, how's Katie?
Katie? Oh, she's good.
Couldn't be cuter.
Do you think about her a lot?
Katie Powers.
That's right.
Do you think about her, Charlie?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What happens? What?
Don't talk about it.
No.
Don't talk about it.
No, I want
don't
to.
Don't talk about it.
Let me ask you one question.
What?
When you think about Katie, do things happen?
Yes.
True or false?
Don't talk about that stuff that happened.
True or false? One more true
you
or false.
You better not ask me questions and make my face turn red.
I just have one more true or false question.
I swear to God, you're getting me wrong.
When you started thinking about Katie.
Yes?
Isn't that when you started to have to carry a handkerchief?
Shut up, Charlie, don't throw it.
Equipment is expensive, Charlie. Don't throw the equipment, please.
I'm not here to talk about Katie and handkerchiefs.
I'll change the subject.
Please,
it wasn't handkerchiefs at all.
What was it?
It was a roll of paper towels.
Okay. All right. All right.
I know how you carried. Whoa. I know how you carried that.
Sounded
roll.
Like the last thing I broke.
Now, Chuck,
what?
I know how you carried that roll of paper
towels. Yes, sirree. Right. Yeah, well, everybody thought I was really special.
No, you couldn't drop it.
I'm Bounty Man.
Yes, you are.
Brawny.
Brawny. Is that?
I was a model for the Brawny Man.
Is that when you grew the mustache?
Yeah, the mustache, and it was red, and yeah. I'm a big and strong guy. But that's not what I'm here.
No, what? No.
Well, you're talking about
today.
The Olympics?
I need music, please.
Of course, Charlie.
Hello.
He demands music.
He has music.
My name is Charlie, and this is my Charlie Consumer Report.
Consumer Report.
Today, I've got recommendations for movies.
Oh, good.
Cable TV.
Oh, okay.
Regular TV.
Sure.
And toys. And
toys.
You love toys?
But I can't go on unless I see my buddy.
Who's
my
your buddy?
Best buddy.
Your best buddy?
Oh, where him? Is my best friend?
Well, you would think he would have known to come in by now.
Your friend.
I want to see my best friend.
Your friend Joe?
I don't like to come by. Yes, of course, Joe. Mm-hmm. Only have a Joe.
Joe Arndinger. There he is.
Joe, 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 Joe.
Good to see you.
You effer. Hello, Joe.
That's Mr. Effer.
Yeah. Isn't he funny?
He's
not
hilarious.
Really.
Everybody should listen to Joe Radio. Mm-hmm.
Do you listen?
Who are you talking to?
Well, I just didn't know if you...
Who are you talking to, ass?
A lot of times your radio is broken.
I know, but this one works. I got the tubes working again.
You got new tubes?
Yep, absolutely.
Big wooden radio?
We had a bad time at the house when I unplugged Matthew's breathing thing.
Oh, sure.
And
no.
I plugged in the radio to hear Joe. And I'm laughing and laughing.
And what's Matthew doing?
How was Matt?
I'm laughing and laughing. I look over and Matthew's blue.
No.
So I had to stop listening to Joe so Matthew could breathe, don't
sure.
you know?
How's Matthew doing?
He's close to... Yeah. Oh,
are you still in the same place?
Yeah,
you and him?
Still same place out in Hyattsville.
Not funny,
yep,
Charlie.
Looking forward to it. We're going out to have crabs tonight.
Oh, do you like them?
I do. I love crabs.
Yeah,
my favorite food.
Yeah, they are your. I thought you liked pizza.
Stop it, Rob. You're confusing me.
What about your consumer report, Charlie?
This is the Charlie Consumer Report. Today we're going to talk about movies.
Sure.
Cable TV.
Right.
And toys.
And toys.
And then where do you want to start?
I'll start with movies.
Okay. Okay, have you been to the theater lately?
No, but this is my recommendation on the Charlie Consumer Report.
What's the best movie out there, Charlie?
If you are looking for a movie to go see, that's great.
Always am.
I recommend. Are you ready? Write it down.
Okay.
Yes, Charlie?
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills.
Chihuahua.
Oh, my gosh.
Chihuahuas.
I saw a trailer for this film, and it just can't make me laugh any more than any other movie has. It is so fantastic.
Beverly Hills Chihuahua?
Yes, the Chihuahuas all talk,
oh,
and they have Mexican
dogs.
Accents.
Oh, no.
You like that.
It'll kill you.
It really?
It'll kill you, I swear to God.
Have you seen it?
No. The next one on cable, I would like to recommend The Good Shepherd.
Really?
Yeah.
We're surprised by that recommendation.
Yep. No more comments.
All right.
Okay. And as far as TV is concerned, two great ones for you.
I'm sure you love the Olympics.
No.
You don't
what?
Like that?
No, too much yakety yak.
Have you seen?
Too confusing.
There's one Olympian I think you'd enjoy, Michael Phelps.
Oh, Michael Phelps. What's he do?
He's like you in many ways.
The champion
really?
Swimmer.
Okay. Get that agenda in. All right. Very good. Now, here are the TV shows.
Charlie, do you know what the word agenda means?
Yes, I do. Here are your TV shows that I recommend wholeheartedly.
Okay, right. Good. TV?
First of all, I survived a Japanese game show.
Uh-huh. Charlie, that's
over. What?
It's over.
Not on now.
What do you mean it's not on?
They're done for the year.
Huh?
They're done for the season.
Not on anymore.
Coming in?
No more episodes this year.
They had a run, and it's done. It's no more.
Say what?
They don't have any more.
How's that?
Okay, we'll watch it every week.
What else is on your list, Charlie?
Every week we'll watch
the
it.
The other show is called Wipeout.
Oh, do you like it?
Oh, my God.
Tell me about Wipeout.
Wipeout's great.
Okay.
Wipeout, you get a lot of contestants, and they run across balls, and then they fall. And sometimes it looks like they break their legs wide open.
Do you love it?
I laugh and I laugh.
Have you ever seen it?
No, I have not. Thank you, though, for asking. But I survived the Japanese game show is my favorite of the two.
You prefer
that's
that
one? That's the one you should watch this week.
What night is it on?
I'm not sure. What night is it on, Buzz?
I don't think it's on anymore, Charlie.
How's that?
Never mind.
Let me move on to the toys.
I can't wait to hear about the recommended toys. I've got two kids, you know.
Aren't you a little old for toys?
No, you're never too old for toys.
All right, then.
And I've told you again and again I have the mind of a child. All right, first of all, the toy Charlie. That I would most like to recommend is my Chico.
Your what?
My Chico?
My Chico.
What is it?
The female predator, duh.
Oh, of course.
Yes, the Machiko flying Female Predator. That's the one you want to get. Also, the next thing up here is the LED Jelly Glider.
A jelly glider?
It's fluorescent, it glows in the dark, and it's made out of like a jelly substance.
It sounds
but
fun.
You can't eat it. If you do, you'll get sick.
Not that kind of jelly.
Because it's made with poisons.
Have you ever played
poisons from the industrial belt.
You highly recommend these.
Yes, I do.
Have you ever played with them?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
All right, the next toy on my list on the Charlie Consumer Report.
Yes.
Where's my music? There it is. Polly.
What? Are you well, Charlie?
Another
I'm
toy?
Fine.
What toy do you like?
Polly.
Yes.
It's hard to say.
Can you read your writing, Charlie?
Yes, I can.
Please, let's have it then.
Polly.
Yeah, Polly?
The offensive, rude, and insulting talking keychain.
It's a keychain, then.
Polly, the offensive, rude, and insulting.
Now,
talking keychain.
Is there a parrot on this keychain? Is that why it's called Polly?
Where's Mike? Save my ass, please.
He has a cold towel on his head.
That's a parrot. It's a parrot on a keychain
right,
that
bird.
Insults you. Uh-huh.
Is it funny?
Oh, it's a killer, Rob.
Can you tell me some of the insults?
No, I can't. Let's move right on. The balloon helicopter blaster.
Whoa.
It's a balloon and a helicopter.
Wow. Really? Now, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Oh, that's a great toy.
Really?
Fabulous toy.
Hours
I recommend it highly. Absolutely.
Have you ever played with
Not
it?
Not a chance. Let's move on to our next one. Right. Halo 3 Series 2 Olive Spartan Soldier.
Is that a first-person shooter?
Amaze your friends. No, it's a doll made out of plastic.
Oh.
You can buy but not eat. All right, moving down the line.
Uh-huh.
Here's one of my favorites.
Yes.
The Webkinz plush stuffed crocodile. The Webkinz plush stuffed crocodile.
Sure.
Oh, it's a great toy.
My kids love Webkinz, Charlie.
Yeah, so do I.
Do you know what the gimmick is?
No.
You can register them online and take care of them with your computer.
Blah, blah, blah. Let's move on down the list here. The U Command Wall-E.
What is
you
that?
You know Wall-E, the cartoon character Wall-E.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you didn't, like that movie,
I did. I love that movie, Rob. Come on. It's my report here.
I understand. Now
That's
you like
report,
it.
That's report, man. I'm living here.
Are you making a living? I didn't know Mr. Hughes hired.
Making a living.
What is that gesture, Charlie?
Yeah, Rob. All right, let's move right on down.
Please.
Only a couple more. Hot Wheels, Dark Knight, Batmobile, Tumblr. Thank you.
Oh, very good.
Thank you. Yeah,
no, thank
Thank you in advance.
No,
it sounds really great,
yes,
Charlie.
It's a wheel. It's a Hot Wheel. And it's Batman. It's a Tumblr.
Right. Have you ever played with it?
Not a chance. Doctor Who is the next one.
Oh.
The Doctor Who Sonic Screwdriver and Sonic Pen.
Wow.
Yeah, you'll
what
love this.
What does it do?
One writes, one helps you. Unscrew stuff, you moron.
But I know, but what about the word
Give me
Sonic?
A break, ass.
What about the word Sonic?
Sonic? Okay, I don't know. Maybe they make hot dogs, okay?
That makes sound.
Jesus Christ. All right, next on the list, and this is my favorite.
Yes?
The Obama action figure. They really have it.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, yes.
Good find.
Have hours of fun playing with our presidential candidate.
Are you going to support Obama?
You bet I am.
Good for you, Charlie.
Are you a registered voter?
No.
Oh, no. You're going to have to register.
Thanks for asking.
You bet.
That's the Charlie Consumer Report. Gotta go.
Sure
Hope
is.
You all your toys are good toys. Hope you have fun with your toys. And remember, see my movies, go to my TV shows, and buy my toys. This is Charlie saying, F you!
Wow.
I don't get
Jesus.
It.
Jesus, I have no idea.
He seemed to enjoy it.
Like the Good Shepherd.
Very, very strange. Buzz?
Yes?
We need a completely abbreviated Hollywood report right now.
I'll do the best that I can.
Yes, please, dive right in.
George Clooney is denying that he advises Barack Obama on foreign policy or any other matter. Clooney says, I'd never be dumb enough to offer policy advice to either candidate. Apparently, there were some rumors.
Good. I'm glad Clooney's not doing that, and I'm glad he maintains his cool.
Right.
Good for George Clooney.
I bet he could offer some advice to John Edwards.
Oh, I bet he could do that. You know what? Clooney knows how to do that. He knows how to date him. He knows how to get rid of him.
Yeah.
And he knows how to stay out of the limelight. And I don't believe there's ever been the old wedding ring on the finger of Mr. Clooney.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
Puff Daddy was recently asked what Olympic sport he'd be best at, and he proposed a new event for the Olympics. Quote, who could have sex the longest? I think it's an event I could do well in.
Okay, Diddy, because you're
end
just such a super stud ass.
And Neil Patrick Harris has a crush on CNN's Anderson Cooper.
Oh, that'd be nice. They make nice little babies, wouldn't
How?
They? I don't know.
Darn
handsome. They'd have to rent them.
Wow. Coming up in your final buzz, Phelps Mania and can the Pope give up fur? I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Can the Pope give up fur?
Exactly. He loves fur. He wears a lot of it.
I have to ask the Cardinals about that. Wow. All right. Lots more fun and more thrills. Coming up, we're going to get heavy for a second. This is a very interesting interview with a very interesting lady.
Wow.
Kate Brennan. Her book is all about being stalked. And we're going to, you know, if you have ever been in a situation that's similar to that, I think you'll find this pretty fascinating. We'll chat with her all about her book and more fun and more thrills coming up when we have a few commercial messages. Sorry, I just got a stroke.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.